From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The pace of corporate mergers and takeovers has picked up this year, and it appears that another deal is in the works. Two big private equity firms have made a more than $15 billion offer for the casino operator, Harrah's. Here's NPR's Jack Spear.
Harrah's share price shot up nearly 14% today on the news that it is being pursued by Texas Pacific and Apollo Management. Dan Ahrens manages a gaming and casino fund.
Harrah's is the largest operator in the world of casinos. Their stock may be depressed a little bit, but there definitely wasn't any rumor or discussion in the industry that this may be in the horizon.
Industry watchers say along with the company's rich list of properties, including Caesar's Palace and its namesake casino in Las Vegas, Harrah's also has a highly valuable consumer database, including its customers' gambling habits. And there's the other big benefit from owning a casino.
The thing that characterizes gaming companies in general is they do generate a lot of free cash.
That's Samitas Rose, a gaming industry analyst with Calion Securities. However, he says the proposed deal could still fall apart.
For one thing, Harrah's may want a higher bid for the stock. There could be regulatory licensing concerns.
For now, Harrah's says it's not clear whether the offer is in the best interest of shareholders. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.